Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu, available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. We got a Daily Gambit coming out. I just asked the guys, you know, we were talking about the movie, the program. I totally forgot Halle Berry was in that. Was in that movie.
That's a movie viewing faux pas. Never forget Halle Berry. Come on.
She just really wanted Omar Epps to get it. I mean,
is that? No, I think she was there to teach.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't saying that.
You got to clarify yourself.
Okay,
there,
you're right.
You said, get it
as in like school.
Oh, okay.
As in like
good. Clarify.
It's
yourself,
important
young man.
To be a student.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I shouldn't have said the other way.
Some good basketball games last night.
Those were great games. Two great games. You're trying to think about it. Scraby, of course, says, well, that's because they, you know.
Well, they fixed
Fixed the game so that, because they knew they needed good games
right.
With all of the bad
I heard Terry
publicity.
Rozier was calling people from prison.
Here you go.
I'll tell you that SGA put his 55. But I thought that was, you know. That was a great game, and I think Indiana. You know, we gave up on them because they've lost. They still had a lot of good players left.
I forgot about Naismith.
Me too.
I forgot about a lot of those guys, and then I turned to the game. I was like, "Oh yeah, this is how they got to the finals."
Right. They still have Nemhard didn't play.
No.
He's another good player, so that was a good game. And I guess OKC, first team ever in NBA history to. Have both its first two games go to double overtime.
Win both of them,
and
too.
Won both, yeah. And then the Steph Curry, come on.
I don't know how many times
I have to see him that I'm going to stop being amazed by him. I know you're rooting against him, but I'm annoyed
that he can just...
Unreal.
And it's almost like he does it on purpose now. Like, he just kind of waits around and just when right, the
he only
moment's
had like
about
9 points.
Right.
And all of a sudden he finished about 49 points.
He just gets going and it's just so
the last
annoying.
Three he made in regulation to tie the game, there's no reason to guard a guy out there.
No.
Except
no.
him. So
in other San Diego news, we kind of talked a little bit about Chucky Lozano getting into somewhat of an altercation I think it was the beginning of a couple weeks ago. Well, he apparently has apologized for his altercation. He said, "I'm passionate and competitive person who always wants to give everything for the team," he said on his Instagram account. "Sometimes that same intensity can lead to reactions that don't reflect who I am or the respect I have for everyone around me. I didn't react in the right way, and I've already taken responsibility, addressed it, and move forward. What matters most to me is continuing to grow as a player, as a teammate, and as a person. Every day I'm learning, improving, and doing my best to contribute positively to the team. I am fully focused on what's ahead, on the goals we share, and on helping San Diego achieve everything that we've been working for. We've built something special together, and I'm proud to be a part of the club's journey for many years to come.
I welcome him back with open arms and put it all behind you and go win the championship.
Yes.
That's all. And I think that's, you know, what he's doing here, just that's it. Move on. He closed the door.
By the way, for those who may say, why did it take so long for him to apologize? Probably already apologized to his teammates. This is just the first kind of public apology for the masses to catch out to.
And also, whoever wrote that apology, a little shorter next time.
It was on his Instagram.
That stuff in a lot less, you know, words.
They needed to send it through ChatGPT to refine it.
There you go.
Let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
I just told the guys we can't be dilly-dallying, and I'm the dilly-dallier, so I'm going to get right to it. Daily Gambit, our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Everybody, please gamble responsibly. The bets, there was one that was interesting, which was Carson Wentz, over under 0.5 interceptions.
Took him a while.
What is it, death, taxes, and Carson Wentz throwing an interception?
Yeah, took him a bit, though.
Yes, and the other bet that stood out to me, SGA had a three-point favorite between who had more points in their game last night, SGA or Nikola Jokic. SGA had 55 points, so he ended up with 52 with the spread. Jokic didn't even come close.
Plus 5.
21. 50 piece plus 5, yes.
Yeah. Double nickel. What's going on, man? I think 55 is double nickel.
Double nickel, that's what that is.
Double nickel.
The other thing, Justin Jefferson, he was a 25-yard spread favorite in this against Ladd McConkey. Justin Jefferson had 74 yards, minus at 25, 49. McConkey had 88.
I'm surprised Minnesota even scored. I mean, the Chargers, they basically had to call kind of a weak pass interference there at the end to give the Vikings another opportunity. They looked really bad. I never thought I'd say they need J.J. McCarthy back, but I guess they do. All right, let's go tonight. Dodgers 1.5 at Toronto. Dodgers favored, Tony Gwynn Jr. Game one. Can Toronto steal this one?
Who's pitching game one for the Dodgers? Blake?
Blake.
Yeah, Blake Snell's
over. I'm going to go Dodgers.
He's 5-0. I'm still
going to hang my hat on the best bet is to beat Yamamoto and Glass.
Game two. All right. Well, yeah, tonight you go Dodgers.
I'm going Dodgers.
Scrape.
I can't. Blue Jays.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to root for the Blue Jays, but Snellzilla, I'll take the Dodgers. Snell, this seems like a gimme. So
yes, it does.
This one here. Snell, -1 strikeouts versus Yasavage.
He's only picked to have one more.
Scrape?
Anyone
going to go with Yasavage
when Vegas
here?
Starts doing these things?
I know, this worries me. Snell should be like a 5-strikeout favorite,
maybe
I would
think. Need to change my pick then.
I just wrote us all in for Snell.
I think you can do that.
Yeah, I think you can too.
All right. Ohtani or Vlad, runs plus hits plus RBIs. Always kind of a fun one, especially with these two guys. You'd think they'd do something. Well, if Toronto's going to have any chance, Vlad's got to hit a home or something. I'll go with Vlad. Ohtani, I don't know. Ohtani's coming off a pretty good game, but it was a week and a half ago. Tony, Ohtani or Vlad? Runs plus hits plus RBIs.
Oh, Vlad.
Not two Vlads.
Hey.
It's great.
Hey,
Ohtani's wide open for you here if you want it.
I'm going Vlad.
Oh, 3-for-3. All right, a little college football. Aztecs. One field goal, 3 points favored at Fresno or at that team up north.
Oh my gosh! Put your money in the swear jar.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tony, you're first. Given 3.
Aztecs.
Oh my god.
Ass kicking.
I'll go with Aztecs as well.
I am not Well, I'm going with the Aztecs, but I would. I've seen that's a tough place, and they've. I don't recall them winning a lot there. Hopefully Sean Lewis has something up his sleeve. Texas A&M on the road. They're undefeated. One of six undefeated teams left. Texas A&M 2.5 at LSU. So they go down to Death. Is that Death Valley?
Yep, it is.
Yeah. I was there for the basketball last year. Saw the stadium there. All right, who do you like? Scraby, A&M to stay undefeated, or... Brian Kelly. Is it Brian Kelly?
Yes, it's Brian
Kelly. Brian Kelly.
Love
it might be a wrap for Brian if he can't win this one.
Yeah. I mean,
you're running out of chances at LSU.
He just lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, he needs to switch back to the Southern accent. It's going better
Please
for him.
Don't. Please. That's what got this whole thing going onto the wrong foot to begin with.
I think Tony's right. Brian Kelly loses. He's probably done. So
desperation.
I'm going to go LSU.
I will, for the same reason. They're at home. It's hard to win there. Tony, you believe in the Aggies?
Yes.
You do. All right. You got it.
Because I don't believe.
I know.
In Brian Kelly.
You know what's going to end up happening at the end of this SEC season? Vanderbilt is going to end up getting a lot of coaches fired. Because I think when you lose to Vanderbilt, you're like, what? We lost to Vanderbilt?
They can't wrap their minds around
Nobody
them
can
actually
understand
being good.
It.
Yeah.
But Vanderbilt is evidently, they're 10th in the nation. Vanderbilt. Falcons 7.5 over the Dolphins. One quick note, Penix is now listed as questionable, and I think I go first. Scraby's going to make fun because he goes, I don't think my teams are any good, but they're not, so I'll take Atlanta.
What is Falcons spread?
7.5.
That's a lot for an NFL
game, even with a bad team.
It is. Is it my turn?
Yep. Oh, no, Tony, sorry.
No.
Tony, any belief in the Dolphins after what happened last week? Or in every other week?
No.
Yeah. You're on Falcons?
Falcons.
All right. It's great. You're going to try it?
You know, Tua's been having a lot of really hard conversations, he said, with Mike McDaniel.
I see.
I've got to figure that if there's a game they have to win, it's this one. I'm going Dolphins.
Been saying that for a while now. All right. You're Niners. Niner gang.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
At Houston. It's a good matchup because you're going against your former coach, right? D'Amico Ryans?
Yes.
Houston, San Fran. At Houston, 42.5 points. Kind of a low total there.
You know, when Robert Saleh gets scooped up to be a new head coach next year, D'Amico Ryans is coming back to San Francisco to be the defensive coordinator once he gets fired from this Houston
job. He's already got to get fired.
I mean, this is how the NFL works.
Aren't they going to put... aren't they going to put Robert Saleh in jail for threatening some guy's life?
No, they've already made up over that.
Oh, okay.
He said he was wrong.
Robert did?
How many? Yes. Wait a minute, Tony. How many judges do you know
okay,
that when
I
you
was
go,
wrong.
I was wrong, sir.
Let me go.
Okay, off you go. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, he did say... he was a man about it, and he said, hey, I probably shouldn't have said those things.
Have.
Like, I'll be waiting for you in the parking lot.
All right. Tony here, 42.5 points. Niners, Texans, 42.5. That's, I guess, 21.
Brock is out.
I'm saying over.
Over. All right. Brock Purdy is indeed out. Scraby, once again, Mac Jones is your guy. Playing like the whole season now.
I know.
I mean, come
Trust
on.
Trust me, I know.
I'm going to go under just because the Houston offense has been a real struggle bus all year. So I don't think they're going to score too much. One last one real quick. We're out of time. T-Wolves 1.5 at Lake Show tonight. I'll put you down, Tony. I know you're not going to go against your guys. Scraby, T-Wolves 1.5 at Lake Show. You know me. I'm not happy because I wanted to watch this game. In order to do it, I got to find Prime Video tonight. That's like the new NBA
That's
thing.
Not hard.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
He just
I don't like
do it.
It.
He refuses.
Yeah. I don't like it. Anyway, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Lake Show.
Lakes. All right.
Lake Show Revenge, baby.
Yeah, they didn't look great the other night. Then, you know, I'm going to take Minnesota.
Minnesota.
The Ant-Man. All right, we got a break because SDFC Portland Sunday. Preview coming up, Andrew Wiebe, MLS Apple TV, next after traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, we're running out of music. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr., all guests. Right here on 97.3 The Fan, David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. A short version of this is that I love that guy. The regular version is that David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, help good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. They've been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right. Seems like just 6-7 years ago that the MLS season started. It is a long season, but we have finally arrived at the postseason, and what a year it has been for SDFC. We're joined by Andrew Wiebe, MLS, Apple TV analyst. Andrew, how are you? This is finally an exciting time of year for the MLS. We got to the playoffs.
Oh, man, if you guys are feeling tired, think about me. I've been on the road all year, starting with match day one in Los Angeles, SDFC's very first game. I'm so happy to be here, so happy to get into the part of the season where every single minute, every moment, every action, every kick of the ball, it all matters deeply. And for San Diego, man, they got to be dreaming big.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Andrew. This matchup, 1-8, San Diego obviously was able to take that one spot on Decision Saturday. What is this matchup going to look any different than what we saw the last game of the season? I mean, I think the SDFC won 5-0 in that ball game, or 4-0 in that ball game. How much of a chance do you give Portland in this three-game set, three-match set?
Well, what a difference a game can make. I was in Portland on Wednesday night for the wild card match against Real Salt Lake, and they came into that match, guys, I mean, wounded.
Yeah.
You know, the
yeah.
sort of situation where you feel like you just took a punch, you're on the ground, you're asking yourself, am I going to get up? You're not entirely certain. And they got up. And I think that match at home against SDFC, you were seeing a Portland team that had sort of lost belief, and had lost the knowledge of who were going to be the game changers within their squad, both between injuries, but also just really poor form. And you saw Pipe Mora come up big in that game with 2 goals. He's one of those old school veteran strikers, Chilean international, that you know, if he's not scoring, it can get a little bit of iffy. But if he does, then he's streaky. So you got him on a streak now, and you've got the legend, Diego Chara, who came in and hadn't started since September 24th and just bossed the game and just said, you know what, this is my team, this is my club. I've been here since day one. He's been there since the Portland Timbers expansion season back in ancient history and just said, I'm taking over. And you know, he ran the game out of the midfield and was just so effective. So I think it's a different team that on paper. Are they as good a team as San Diego? No, they're not. And so you guys should be favorites. You should go win this series, but shoulda, woulda, coulda in the MLS Cup playoffs.
For sure. I wish you would have just said that, yeah, Portland's terrible and we're going to blow them out, but you didn't. So
you know, for the San Diego audience, like, I can't lie to you. You know,
no, thank you. Thank you. No, we're fired up. You said you were on the sideline for the first match, and, you know, I remember watching it and being surprised, right, because we didn't know the – LA Galaxy was going to have such a bad season. After all, they were the defending champions, and San Diego goes in there, wins 2-0, and Dreyer kind of, you know, steps up and announces his presence. When you saw that match that night, did you think this was something that was going to be able to be sustainable like the entire season? Because that is what has surprised me.
I mean, I'm as surprised as you are in terms of the sustainability. If I said after that game that I thought they would be here, top of the Western Conference, setting themselves up to not just go to MLS Cup, but maybe host it, I mean, I'd be Nostradamus, and I ain't Nostradamus, guys. That's not me. Now, what I was super impressed by, just out of the gates with San Diego, was how clear the vision was for what they wanted to be and what they wanted to do. You know, I think one of the real sort of not-so-secret recipes with expansion teams is that if you're on different pages, whether in your recruitment, whether in the way that you hire coaches, the way you build your culture, the way you just sort of approach a season, well, you're not going to be successful. And all the recent expansion teams that have had big time success, and a lot of them are figuring out, it's like, hey, let's find our North Star and let's not waver from it. And I give Tyler Heaps and I give Mikey Barris so much credit in terms of finding that North Star and saying, this is the way we want to play. We're going to play that way. We're going to take a punch or two throughout the season, and they did. You remember that three-game losing streak they had where it was like, oh, is the expansion shine coming off? And instead of switching up who they were or how they wanted to approach things, they just stuck with it. So, you know, I give them a ton of credit for not just doing that and believing that, but recruiting against it. And even when things got a little bit hairy, sticking with it as well. And I think this Chucky Lozano situation that they're dealing with is just another moment to sort of put up that sort of front and say, listen, this is the culture. You know, Chucky has not, in the recent past, followed the culture to the level that we need him to. And here's what happens when that happens. And if Chucky is ready to contribute and be a part of the team and the project and the way that we know he can be, he'll be back in the team. But we have sort of, you know, we're not going to negotiate about it. This is who we are. This is what the club is. And he might be our highest paid player. He might be our star, but he's still got to get on board. And I just think that's the perfect, that's the perfect message to send ahead of these really high leverage games. And you can only send it because what you've done the rest of the season, both with and without Chucky Lozano.
Andrew Wiebe joins us, Apple TV MLS analyst. And Andrew, you bring up a really great point. I mean, aside from all the wins that SDFC has had this year, they've had different moments pop up where I think eyeballs were on them. They had the kind of chanting incident early where, you know, they had to kind of release a statement. You had another situation down the road that the organization had to respond to. And now you have this little bit of controversy with Chucky Lozano. I mean, in terms of the team, like when a situation happens like this, Chucky apologized at least publicly today. It sounds like that apology came to his team a couple of days ago. But when a team is going through something like this, can they rally around this type of situation as Chucky is kind of, as you said, he's falling back in line with everybody else? Will this be a distraction at all?
I don't think it will be a distraction in terms of affecting performance. What I do think is that a healthy, motivated, fully within the group Chucky Lozano absolutely does raise this team's ceiling.
Yeah.
So like that's where the, you know, that's where the delta is, right? It's not necessarily like, oh, hey, the guys on the squad are distracted. They're not going to be able to deal with this personnel issue within the club. I don't think that's the case. To me, it's more like, hey, when you hit the playoffs, there's no, hey, we had a good month of June, or hey, these last eight games have been a good run. It's if you don't finish these one, two, three chances, you might be going home.
Yeah.
And we all know the level of talent that Chucky Lozano has. So to me, it's more about, can you get that delta, your ceiling, to be that much higher by getting Chucky back in the team. If anything, you know, listen, I'm not inside there. I spoke to Mikey Varis today on our broadcast call, and you know, he was rightfully a little bit cagey about the situation and just sort of like, hey, we're handling it internally. But if Chucky is truly 100% back on board, truly 100% wants to be sort of the piece that he was intended to be in this team, which is the tone setter in all ways, I mean, what better thing to have rolling into the playoffs? And oh, by the way, on decision day without him playing the same team they're about to play, they beat the brakes off the Portland Timbers. So, like, that's the luxury here. It's not like a team that says, oh, man, if we don't have this guy, we're screwed. It's a team that says, listen, Chucky, if we don't have you, we still think we're the best team in the Western Conference. But with you motivated, with you right with us, we think we can go not just win MLS Cup, but just run through the Western Conference. And listen, Chucky's a winner. He's been a winner his whole career. I think that sort of messaging will appeal to him, and clearly they've been going through it. So, you know, I think it'll come out in a pretty positive way for them. Is the timing good? No, it's not ideal. But listen, nothing is ideal in professional sports. These things just tend to happen with big-time players and big-time egos.
Andrew Wiebe, MLS, he'll be there Sunday. With Apple TV, we got like 2 seconds left. But other than, you know, not trying to look past Portland, but if we did, who do you think is the biggest threat to keep us from the MLS Cup? Is it LAFC? Who's been playing great? Vancouver? Who's there that we should be most worried about? Do you think?
Yeah, I would say look north, and I would go up the freeway there to LAFC and Buanga and Sun Hung Min, and if you're looking for stars that are firing on all cylinders and feeling like they're on the same page, they're the definition of it. And then go up to Vancouver, like you said. I mean, I was just up there for decision day. I thought they got unlucky with some referee decisions and just poor finishing. But Thomas Mueller is the real deal.
Yeah.
There were some question marks about what he was going to be when he came to this league. I didn't have those question marks. I would love to have a very serious conversation with anybody who's followed this game over the past 15 years and had questions about
right.
Thomas Mueller. Like we can just suss that out, you know, 1v1, just try to figure out where your brain was at. But I think those are the two teams. What I would say, though, is that San Diego has something very valuable, which is home field advantage and momentum. And MLS Cup playoffs are a timing competition. They're a moments competition. And this team just feels like they win big moments over and over and over. And I would not bet against them getting the MLS Cup.
Wow, love it. Andrew, thanks so much. You and everybody at Apple TV, we've appreciated your contributions to our coverage all year. Enjoy the playoffs, sir.
I will. If you got people listening right now that know where I am on Twitter, at @Andrew_Wiebe, DM me some spots to hit for food. I need some San Diego food wrecks.
Hook them up, people. Hook them up.
One more time for everybody.
@Andrew_Wiebe on Twitter. The DMs are open. I'll take whatever you got.
All right.
Well,
I like it.
We'll make sure our listeners.
If you just want to stay on hold, Tony and I can give you five or six right off the bat.
There's a couple Taco Bells in the area.
Now, don't listen to him.
You know what? My wife is a big fan. My wife.
Don't listen to him. All right. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good weekend here. Yes, sir. Andrew Wiebe, MLS, Apple TV. 6:30 is the kickoff for the big game Sunday between Portland and SDFC. I do think, I didn't have time to get it to him, but this is 2 out of 3, the first round.
Yes.
But after that,
one game, one match.
That is weird, but I love it.
I think I like it, too. It's like you give the top seeds their chance by spreading the
right,
first
you want
year.
Them to have
you
a better chance of winning two
but
out of three.
Once you get beyond that first round.
It does protect against the one bad day.
Right, yeah. At least early. I think you can deal with it as a league. If it's beyond the first round, like if a top seed loses in the second, third, you know, cool. But the first round, you give them some protection. I kind of
dig. Of course, here we are wigging out over this, but it's exactly what the NFL does. You get one game. So why are we?
But they don't give you three.
They don't give
you
three in the first round.
No,
though.
That's true.
Because I mean, the Chiefs can lose in the wild card. And they're just out.
And you'd be so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
Well,
ecstatic.
He doesn't even think they're going to make the playoffs,
that's
so
right.
Don't lie. You
well,
said that a bunch
of
times.
You definitely said that.
I did. I predicted. And there's still a lot of season left.
Hey, I'll guess on the 97.3 The Fan hotline. Join us on David P. Shapiro hotline. DavidPShapiroLaw.com. I love that guy. All right, more Gwen and Chris. I think we got our countdown.
Stick around.
If you indeed love Mediterranean food,
I
try Spiro's. for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpirosCuisine.com.
I would do it.
Yeah,
I would too. If I were you,
I would do it.
3:39. Why is Judge Judy on? Who put that on?
Well, it's the World Series show before the coverage begins. Gotcha. Sorry.
Somewhere my dad's watching this.
Yeah, he's got it on.
My dad loves Judge Judy, and it's so annoying.
3:39 on the clock. We have ourselves a countdown. And
countdown.
We kind of racked our brains about this a little bit in terms of...
We always
of...
do, I hate to tell you.
Me too.
It's... If anybody's got some ideas of stuff we should count down, send them to Scravy or somebody.
Send them to...
No, that can help us.
On the chat.
Yeah, that can help us.
I'll write them down.
Because, man, we really... Every Friday, I get up and I start stressing about it.
Well, I knew I didn't have a better one than Chris's, but Chris's is pretty good.
Well, we'll see.
The idea.
Oh, okay. We ready? We got a traffic. Let's do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Chris. Tony has just joined the fray. All of us have one mistake a piece.
Which
here.
One did I just miss?
If you love Mediterranean.
No, he read it.
What are you listening to?
He read it.
I started the segment with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was
just listening. You're going to have it. Yeah, you're going to have
it. That's two mess up for you, buddy.
That mistake on
yeah,
my
yeah, that's
part.
You.
Oh,
yeah, that's
no!
two. Two for you.
That's no! In the, you're in the lead, buddy.
Yeah. No, it's
You know,
me too, Chris. One, Tony zero.
We already don't like to be held, you know, hostage by this. You keep telling him he's wrong, you're going to get a two-piece.
Chris,
I don't even know what that is, but I just love that.
It's bing, one, bing. Two.
All right. Well, I'd like to see that, frankly.
You would want to see, you know, I could take you in an Oklahoma drill. I don't know if I could take Tony you in
got,
an Oklahoma
first
drill.
Of all, you got me.
I got you by weight,
by
for
a
sure.
Lot, yeah. I
by
think
like
you
at
might
least
lose
700
Chris.
Pounds.
I might be able to bring some velocity, but I think you got me in size.
You're understating my athletic ability, sir. All right, let's go with the countdown here before we actually get in a brawl.
You can kind of feel it happening right there.
Yeah. All right, we're going to count down top five moments from the baseball season. That's it, top five moments from the baseball season. We tried to keep it a little less Padre-centric because we've certainly gone all over their moments.
Frankly,
they didn't have as many as we hoped.
There's going to be some still.
So yeah,
Scrape, you're in
sure.
the lead with 2 points. Why don't you go first?
Yes. My number five is, again, we were trying to rack our brains for different moments throughout the year. And although his season didn't go the way he wanted to, Jack Caglione's catch here at Petco Park against the right field wall was incredible.
Are you going to go with that one over the guy, the A's guy in Anaheim?
Yeah, because I don't like it that he used the
wall. I thought that was
wall.
The greatest catch almost I've ever seen.
I know.
Did we have this argument?
Yes,
yeah, we did.
I didn't want to bring it up because I know
like
I'm wrong.
That he used
you
the
are.
Wall.
But
you're
I feel like
wrong.
Someone jumping without the use of the wall is much more impressive
than
someone using
the wall. But we've also seen somebody jumping like that a million times. The A's guy climbing the wall,
like
reaching
Spider-Man.
Out like that, I'd never seen that. That's
your moment, buddy.
It's your moment.
You can have it. I hope one of you has it because it was like the greatest moment of the season.
I might change. All right, Tony, what you got?
Number five. This is like an overall moment. There were no hitters this season.
No.
I can't remember a
That's
time
surprising.
There was not at least one.
There's usually one.
There's
somewhere.
Usually one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
surprising.
Hitters this year.
It's hard to have a no-hitter, though, Tony, when nobody ever completes a game anymore.
Yes, well, I mean, the good old combined no-hitters got popular there. And, like, might have been 21. There was, like, a bunch of them.
Yeah, it was like a six-pitcher no-hitter. It doesn't count.
As you like to say, those combined no-hitters were popping for a while. All right. I don't remember his name, but I'm changing my countdown. And I think his name is Denzel Clark.
It is.
His catch in Anaheim's got to be at least number five. It's got to beat out what I had at number five. That catch was sick. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend you take a moment to YouTube and find it. It was that good. All right.
Number four.
My number four, you guys are going to hate this. And it will probably only be cool once. The swing off at the All-Star break. I loved it. I watched it. I thought it was a great ending to the game. Again, I think this may be a one-off thing. We might not be as excited next time, but Schwarber hitting three home runs to win the All-Star game in the swing off was awesome.
Number four on my list is a homer pick. The Padres went up to Denver, Colorado, and hung 21.
Three TDs.
three tubs. I think we have a clip from that day.
3-2, hung a breaking ball. Fernando hit it high and deep to left. Beck is at the wall. This one gonna go. Big mistake to the big guy. A 3-run homer for Tatis. And the Padres are pouring it on here in Denver. It is 19-0 in the fifth.
In the fifth inning. Jesse was like, we got four more at bats. Yeah. All right. Very good. Stephen Kolek, by the way, pitched a shutout in that game.
He did.
One of only 13 shutouts in Major League Baseball this season.
Oh, that means that the Padres had two of them against the same team because Michael King did it early in the year, too.
Correct. All right. I'll stay with the Rockies for my number four. Just the fact that they opened the season 9-50. That it just boggles my mind that that's even possible. They finished with 43 wins and a .265 win percentage, the second worst ever. But compare this. .265 is what they finished with. When they were 9-50, their winning percentage was .152.
Yo.
I mean, I've
just to highlight how bad that start was.
Mm-hmm.
They were on pace to crush
the record.
The record.
Right. And they didn't exactly get hot to avoid the record.
I mean, compared to that, they did.
Compared to that, they did, yeah. So 9-50, that's a record that'll burn in the memory for a while. All right.
Number three.
This number three for me is personal to me because I had this guy on my fantasy team. I loved seeing the notifications go off and then off again and off again and off again. When Nick Kurtz hit four home runs, drove in eight RBIs, went 6-for-6, and the cycle against the Astros.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
No need to stop at me because we have the exact same number three.
Did he... You said he had the cycle in that game? You sure?
I don't think he did.
He had four home runs. He had two other hits.
Maybe he did.
He would need at least three other hits to get the cycle. I'm not trying to douse your moment.
Oh, he was a...
He couldn't have got the cycle unless he had four home runs and three other hits.
I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to keep reading.
He only read the first two sentences.
Anyway, it was still a hell of a game. There's no question. But that's also your third mistake, so mark it down.
That's not your third mistake.
Yes, it is.
It's your turn, Chris. You're on two now.
Oh, you did that. I got my number three.
Oh, okay. He needed a triple to get the cycle.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, that's not a cycle then.
That's short of the cycle.
It's mistake number three.
No, it's not.
Surprisingly, I'm going to go with... I'm going to change up. I'm going to go with Schwarber's home run at Dodger Stadium in the playoff. I just can't get over how this guy slugs. It kind of goes along with the home run derby performance and the All-Star game and his four home run game. And then he topped it off with that home run. Schwarber is so fun. I really wish he could play for our team so I could watch him all year. And I know I'd get frustrated when he went 0-for-15, but... when he hits a home run, it's breathtaking. So I go Schwarber.
Schwarbs.
Number two.
He was great on Abbott Elementary.
He was.
Oh, did he
have
an appearance on there?
He was on there. It was pretty funny.
It was funny. My number two is something that happened with the San Francisco Giants on July 8th, 2025. Patrick Bailey's three-run inside-the-park walk-off home run
that game.
In the ninth to beat
Little
the Phillies 4-3.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah,
I remember that moment. That's a good
It
one.
Seems like if there is a park to get an inside-the-park home run, it's 1,000%. The Giants.
Well, you're talking about Patrick Bailey. Not
he's a catcher,
fleet
too.
Of foot.
No,
he's not.
Yeah.
So there's my number two.
My number two... comes back to San Diego, Manny Machado's 2,000th hit of his career. We kind of built that one up. I think he came in with exactly 100 hits to go, start the year. And he eventually got there. He got to, 350
this
year as well?
San Francisco.
So,
HRs?
Starting to climb the ladder of HOF-ness.
I don't know why he giggled like that.
I was going to put this guy in. I'm going to take heat for it, though. Kershaw got his 3,000 strikeout.
That's fair.
He's one of the greatest pitchers in history. I know.
This wasn't a Dodger list.
I'm going to have an addendum to mine, and that's going to connect mine to number two as well.
You know, the chat is convinced that Chris is a secret Dodger fan, so that's why we think that.
All right,
my number one is this.
Deep swing, sends it in the air, center field, straight away and deep. Harris is going back. He is at the wall, leaps up, and it's going to go! A home run! Pinch hit home run as Gavin Sheets ties it 4-4 here in the seventh.
Opening day against the Braves, down 4-3 in the seventh, feeling lifeless.
That was your moment, huh?
Gavin Sheets gets off the bench, pinch hit home run to tie it up. Padres go on to win opening day.
Wow, opening day moment. Yeah. All right, how about I remember him running into the fence more than that, unfortunately for him.
but
that's messed up.
Yeah,
man.
Running into fence was a little more traumatic.
That's an honorable mention.
Okay. I just love his toughness. To me, that's a badge of honor running over the fence like that.
He had a great kind of attitude about it, too.
I love that his group chat is the photo of him hitting the wall.
might as well embrace it.
Is it me?
Yeah, yes. Number one.
Number one on my list has to go to George Springer.
I was going to say. That was a moment.
That is a moment that shot. I think every one of us as a child was hoping to have in real life. And he literally
got
lived
to live it.
Yeah, that was awesome, man.
Well, now that everybody thinks I'm a Dodger fan, do I dare choose Ohtani's 10 strikeout, 3 home run game?
It's pretty amazing, I must say.
But it makes me a Dodger fan, apparently.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I'll go with it. Sorry. I'm just going to walk right in. I'll take a 3-piece from the crowd there.
You're going to take a 27-piece.
That's a left, a right, and then a hook.
Yeah.
And then a boot to the nether regions.
Yeah, all the people that are going to be critical of me, and it's fair, I get it, but you're going to be talking about that game to your kids.
For sure.
You're going to tell them, I saw that game.
When my grandkids ask me, Grandpa, why did Ohtani have 10 strikeouts and 3 home runs after he was caught gambling? Why?
That's going to be the question.
And I'll be like, well, grandchild, there's something called Rob Manfred.
Okay.
All right.
Who bought the Ohtani excuse, hook, line, and sinker.
You guys don't see the irony that his dog is named Decoy?
Hey, Rob, I did not know anything. Okay, we'll see you later. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate you.
It just is like so weird to me that you guys don't see the irony in the dog name.
In the what?
Dog name.
Oh, Decoy the dog? There's a bit of an irony there.
The irony is that the Decoy had them believing he was going to Toronto, and he wasn't.
John Morosi. You know, there was an article earlier this week from Robert Hershevek, who actually was on the plane.
He was the guy, Shark Tank.
And he said that he had an entire nation mad at him.
He did.
All Canada.
They were so angry.
All right, let's get to break. Chris versus the fans coming up next. Your chance to get in on the ground floor, 833-288-0973. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.